The reading today is Luke chapter 24, verses 1 to 11. This can be found on the screens. Luke 24, verses 1 to 11. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb. But when they entered, they did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He's not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you while he was still with you in Galilee. The Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again." Then they remembered his words. When they came back from the tomb, they told all these things to the 11 and to all the others. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary, the mother of James, and the others with them who told this to the apostles. But they did not believe the women because their words seemed to them like nonsense. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
Brilliant. Let's pray together as we come to look at that passage we've just had read. Our gracious God and Father, as we come to consider your word together, we ask that you will show us wonderful things out of your word for Christ's sake, to strengthen our trust in our Lord Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Now, on television from time to time, you get kind of fly-on-the-wall documentaries. Well, we haven't got a fly-on-the-wall documentary. Instead, we have a spider. We have a snake in a tomb, a spider in a front room, and a ladybird in another room. And what I want us to do is to imagine that these three creatures were in different places at different times on that first Easter day. And I want us to imagine what they saw. But we don't have to guess what they imagined, because in fact, Luke tells us in his account. And so if you have got your Bibles at hand, do make sure that you have them open at Luke 24, if you're following it on your phone. And I'm going to kind of introduce you to the first of the characters. So, Maxwell. Maxwell, this is where I need you here. Will you come bring up our first witness? Here we are. Thank you. Maxwell, you good man. There we are. Look here. Here we have Maxwell Klein. Thank you very much for looking after him. Here we have Stan the snake. All right, there he is. Thank you. Thank you, Maxwell. And we can imagine him coiled in a corner of the tomb in which Jesus is laid. Can you see him there on the screen in the corner? So there he is. The big stone that had covered it was rolled away. The light was shining in, and it was completely empty. And then suddenly Stan sees the head of a number of women peer into the entrance, and then he sees them slowly walk in, and they are completely astonished. Now, what do you do when you are astonished or surprised or confused about something? What do? Some people will kind of put their hands to their head. I mean, others will kind of, I tend to do. I'll start scratching my head like this, the back of my head. Right? Can you give me, all do that? If you're astonished, you're surprised, you're wondering what's happening, so you scratch the back of your head. Well, I imagine that's what these women did. They're scratching their heads, wondering what has happened. You see, we're told in the previous chapter, chapter 23, verse 49, that these women, they had seen Jesus die on the cross. Not only that, when Joseph of Arimathea had gone and asked Pilate for the body, were told in verse 53 of chapter 23 that they followed him and saw the tomb where they had laid Jesus. And then they had gone back home to prepare the spices and perfume to anoint Jesus' dead body. Why they did that, we're not told. Perhaps that they weren't convinced that the men had done a decent enough job, and so they were going to make sure that Jesus had a proper burial. So here they are on that Sunday morning, coming to complete the job the men had started, and they arrive and find the tomb empty. It was the last thing they expected to see, and they didn't know what to make of it. We see very clearly that the disciples didn't expect the resurrection. Now, many people who doubt Jesus' resurrection today say that the disciples, well, they imagined things. They had hallucinations because they couldn't accept that Jesus had died, that they longed for him to be alive. But that is not the evidence before us, is it? See, these women expected to see Jesus' dead body in the tomb. They didn't expect the resurrection. And while they were wondering what had happened, kind of scratching their heads, thinking, what's going on here? We're told that suddenly two men in dazzling clothes appeared before them. Now, we're not specifically told this, but almost certainly these men were angels. They were messengers from God. And actually, they give these women a kind of a gentle telling off. They say to them, well, why are you looking for the living among the dead? And then they told the women that they should actually have expected Jesus' resurrection, because Jesus had told them that he would rise again weeks before when they were in Galilee. They didn't expect the resurrection because they didn't and hadn't taken Jesus' words seriously. And it's only when the angels remind them that they remember Jesus' words. And so now they rush off to tell the others. Now I need to introduce us to our next character. So, Isla, this is where I need you. Thank you, Isla. Thank you. Well, thank you very much for introducing our next witness. Thank you. Here is Sally the spider. Okay, and I'm going to imagine Sally, you can see her on the top left-hand corner of our picture. We imagine that she was there in the front room where the rest of the disciples had been staying. And they are all, those disciples, very sad. Now, what do you look like when you're sad? Normally you have your shoulders a bit hunched like that, and you're looking a bit grim. Well, that's what they are. They're very sad, because these disciples had seen the one they had followed, who they'd given their life for 3 years, they had seen him brutally killed. And then suddenly, the spider sees that the women burst in. And I can imagine that they're all full of what they have just seen. They talk at once, I can imagine, and say, well, we went to the tomb, and it was empty. The body is gone, and two men in shining clothes appeared to us and told us that Jesus has been risen. So eventually they get their story out, and the other disciples, although they hear what they say, but if you're looking at it in the passage, they don't believe them. They think that they're speaking utter nonsense. Now, again, many people who today doubt Jesus' resurrection say, well, those are first disciples. They were kind of gullible people. They were a bit simple and could be easily convinced of something like somebody rising from the dead. But that is not the case. That's not the evidence we have. See, these disciples not only didn't expect the resurrection, they didn't at first believe the resurrection. They thought it was complete nonsense. Now look at verse 11. That's the word that's used. It seemed to them nonsense. However, Peter gets up and runs to the tomb to check on the women's story. And not only does he find the tomb empty, but he sees that the strips of linen that Jesus' body was wrapped in, lying by themselves. Again, that was very, very significant, because if somebody had taken the body of Jesus, they would have taken the body wrapped in their linen cloth. They wouldn't have kind of unwrapped the corpse and then taken the naked corpse. And so now Peter is scratching his head, wondering what is going on. And so we come to our final scene. And this is why I need Mr. Chisholm. Finley, can you come up here? Can you bring our next one? Thank you, Finley. Very much. Well done, you good man. Good man, thank you very much. Now, who have you got there? You got our final witness. Thank you very much. This is Lucy, the lady. Betty, you can see her. There she is on the outside, on the bottom right-hand corner. And again, those of us who are following in your Bibles might want to look on that now to chapter 24, verse 36. Now, I don't know what it's like you if you have a big family get together at a meal time, at the Stallman family. When we're all together for a meal, everyone always ends up talking at once. And I imagine that was a bit like the scene here. Because two more extraordinary things have happened. Two men who'd been on a walk, leaving Jerusalem very downcast, had met with Jesus, who had joined them. And they'd come back reporting this news, that they had seen the risen Jesus. And so had Simon Peter. But, clearly, it seems, that a lot of the disciples didn't believe the reports. Some imagine did, some didn't. And then suddenly, Jesus stands there amongst them and says, peace be with you. But Luke records, still the majority don't believe it is Jesus. They think they're seeing a ghost. Even with Jesus in front of them, they couldn't believe that he is risen. So Jesus asked them, why are you troubled, and why do doubts rise in your mind? Look at my hands and my feet. It is I myself. Touch me and see. A ghost doesn't have flesh and bones as you see I have. And then we're told he actually points the disciples to his hands and his feet, the marks of the nails. And then finally, to convince them, because they're still not uncertain, he eats some fish before them. And we're actually told this in the account, but at last they do believe. You see, at this point, they really couldn't escape the fact that Jesus was raised. They couldn't escape the fact of the resurrection. See, they had no other choice. They couldn't deny what they had seen with their eyes, what they had heard with their ears, what they had touched with their hands. They couldn't escape from the evidence that Jesus had risen from the dead. And so we see, Luke's recording us. Do you see how he's recording how first the disciples didn't expect the resurrection. Then they actually didn't believe it. But at the end, they couldn't escape it. They couldn't escape from the fact that Jesus was risen from the dead. And friends, of course, actually, neither can we. See, we too can't escape from the evidence. It is there before us. Now, there may be some of us who are still very unsure about whether it is all true. Well, the point is, there is the evidence. There is plenty of evidence for us to look at. There was a man called Frank Morrison. He was a lawyer. And he was kind of very skeptical and unsure about whether Jesus had risen bodily from the dead. And so he sought to use his skills as a lawyer to sift through all the evidence and to write a book about it. And the book he wrote was called Who Moved the Stone? And it was a very different book from the one he intended to write, because he became a convinced believer. And a very similar thing happened more recently to a man called Lee Strobel. He's a journalist, became very skeptical, and he decided to go check out the evidence, and he wrote this book, The Case for Christ, and he became utterly convinced. By the way, if you don't like reading, there's actually a film about his investigations as well, which you can look at. You see, the Christian faith, the Christian hope, is based on evidence in history, not speculation. It is fact, not fantasy. See, some of us might not be believing in Jesus because, well, we've had some perhaps a horrific experience, or is out of just ignorance. We know very little about him. Or actually, we just don't like a formal religion. But the focus is on Jesus. The claims are about him. And there is evidence for us to look at. And so can I encourage you to strip away all the things that you've, possible objections that you might have, and look afresh at these eyewitness accounts. Pick up one of those books, or look at something like that film about the case for Christ, and look at the evidence for yourself. And for those of us who are believers, but who may be currently feeling a bit sort of half-hearted or a bit discouraged in our walk with the Lord Jesus, well, can I say the fact of the resurrection is a wonderful encouragement to keep going. Perhaps you wake up in the morning and you feel, well, I don't want to pray. Well, I don't feel like praying. Or I don't want to kind of live for Jesus in the workplace. Well, when that happens, I have a little conversation with myself. I say, Will? I answer, yes. I say, has anything happened recently to make you question the evidence for the resurrection? Has any new evidence come to light? And I have to answer, no. Well, I say, well, it's still true. Jesus is alive. He is king. He is reigning. He is coming again. And that's a great encouragement for us to keep going. So we can't escape from the evidence of the resurrection. And nor, actually, can anyone escape from the reality of it. You see, the fact that Jesus rose again is a sign that death is not the end. There is a resurrection of the dead, and it is evidence to the whole world. It's a sign of this to the world. The Apostle Paul said these words to the leading council in Athens. Let's read them together. They're going to come on the screen now. We'll read them quite slowly so that those of us who are learning to read can follow. So let's say this together. For God has set a day when he will judge the world with justice by the man he has appointed. He has given proof of this to all people by raising him from the dead. You see, there will be a judgment day, and that day will be and is a marvelous day for all those who have come to trust the Lord Jesus Christ and have received him as Lord over their lives. For that is the day when we will see Jesus face to face. That is the day when we will be clothed with resurrection bodies like his body. And we won't have these bodies which sin and get old and decay. That is the time when God will remove all evil, all that mars this world, and when we will live in the new creation which God is preparing for his people. But for those who reject Jesus, for those who reject this evidence, well, then that actually will be a dreadful one. But today, Christians all around the world, well, we rejoice that Jesus is alive. The evidence is there that he rose again, that as we meet together, he is reigning alive at the right hand of God the Father, so that we might have a glorious future with him. Hallelujah, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah.